The weekend is here. I'm Andrea Murray, and this is Northwest Reviews.
I've been banging on everything, dragging things out. It's turning the building into one huge instrument.
For the last 2.5 years, multidisciplinary artist Jennifer Wright has been composer in residence at Zidell Yards, once the site of a major shipbuilding operation on the southwest Portland waterfront. Here, Wright's been creating site-specific multimedia performances, many of which explore the cavernous main structure, which resembles a train station. Her shows have included dancers swinging from steel girders, musical instruments made from rusted ship components, and other debris left behind after the facility closed in 2017. Tonight at Zidell Yards, Jennifer Wright unveils her latest project called Long Strings. The centerpiece is a web of 7 steel cables, less than an inch thick, but up to 160 feet long, stretched tight across the width of the structure.
It's the hugest cat's cradle slash spider web that you've ever seen.
It's a musical instrument she calls Arachne.
As from the Greek myth, Arachne, who is a mortal girl who, some people say that she was boastful about her weaving skills, and the goddess Athena turned Arachne into a spider. There we go.
That is the sound made by an audio technician plucking on one of the amplified cables.
The lengths of the strings and the way I've arrayed them through vertical as well as horizontal space is quite intriguing because it makes this instrument that you literally have to walk into in order to play. It's just remarkable. And unlike anything I've ever done, the scale is just ridiculous and very exciting.
Wright has composed new works to be played on Arachne by solo and multiple players, and for an ensemble that includes a hurdy-gurdy, a cello, a harpsichord, and even a little Tuvan throat singing. But Wright is hesitant to say too much more about the music she's written for Arachne. She says that's because the joy of discovery is a major component of the performance. But she was more than happy to demonstrate some of the sounds a single cable could make when played with a cello bow. And then with mallets. And finally, the antler of a deer.
What an amazing series of overtones in that one sound. It's incredible, and it just resonates like a gong. You can see why I've been obsessed with coming here for this long, to keep trying new things, because you're never done. You're never done, and it keeps giving me more all the time.
In addition to Arachne, the Long Strings performance includes some other instruments Jennifer Wright constructed out of shipyard debris.
An installation of industrial chains, like hanging in the air, that I call the kelp forest. There's what we call the hanging gamelan, because it's massive pieces of really, really heavy steel that, when suspended in the air, function like gongs, which are quite wonderful. And something called the primordial seaweed.
Composer and multidisciplinary artist Jennifer Wright. There's more information about the Long Strings event at Zidell Yards at brownpapertickets.com. Some other concerts happening in our region in the next few days. The annual Chamber Music Northwest Festival continues tomorrow night at Reed College with a performance of Felix Mendelssohn's Octet for Strings, as well as the premiere of a work by the contemporary composer Alistair Coleman called Ghost Art Canticles. The Oregon Mahler Festival wraps up with a performance of Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 4. And this coming Wednesday at Mount Angel Abbey, the annual 3-day Abbey Bach Festival gets underway with a performance of J.S. Bach's Partita No. 3, by pianist Alon Goldstein, followed by an evening of Chopin with pianist Brian Ganz. You'll find information about those and other classical performances in our part of the world on the calendar at allclassical.org. We broadcast Northwest Previews Friday mornings at 8. You can also hear it on the audio archive on our website. I'm Andrea Murray, and I hope your weekend and your week sound great.